The action finder controller can be calculated using a MATLAB command, action finishing, or of course you can using any other command. The command actually demands several inputs. The first input, of course, G is generalized plan. And also, you need to specify the number of inputs, number of outputs, which is number of measurement, NY, and number of control signal, NU. In this case, it's one and one. And you need to giving a minimum bound, an upper bound. Typically, you take a minimum bound as zero, and an upper bound for a reasonably large number. And you also need to specify the tolerance, so that how accurately you want to compute to the close to the optimal, typically a small number. In this case, we took several different numbers. So let's say the n, y, and u are all equal to 1. We take them gamma minimum equal to 0, gamma maximum equal to 10, and we took the tolerance equal to 10 to the minus 4. Then we get a suboptimal control, value equal to 0.7849, and we can calculate a central controller, which is a suboptimal, and we wrote the controller in the pole zero form. And you notice that one of the poles is far, far away, and this is typical for the suboptimal controller. What is happening is that in the optimal case, that pole actually drops out. Actually, you end up with a third order controller. In general, is n minus one order controller. So actually, depending on what tolerance you are given, so there's always one of the poles very, very far away. Basically, you can ignore that. You can just drop that to implement a low order controller, so let's say third order controller in this case. Now, for example, we can you can see that if you use a different tolerance, the only thing going to change is that a pole. That everything else will be pretty much the same. If we take, for example, the tolerance equal to 0.01, so it's 10 to the minus 2, then we get the suboptimum is 0.7875, which only changes on the third and fourth digits. So the performance level is essentially unchanged, and the controller only changes essentially with the far away poles, and which we're going to show in the next page.